You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. And there's another early recording by the West End Jazz Band. That was Clementine from New Orleans. And the vocalist on that was Tom Bartlett, who was also the trombone player in those days. There's a whole different personnel now. And I think the band is... this is a good band, but the new band is always... the new band is always top-notch. And they've been... That's... Yeah. Mike and Leah Beeson, of course, are there, but you had Tom Bartlett and Bill Finley on clarinet, Bob Opel on piano, Mike Short on tuba, and Wayne Jones on drums. So that's a slightly different group from 1984 on their album Chicago Breakdown, Clementine from New Orleans. And So go to their website, which I have linked on Radio La Blog and on my playlist and whatever you want to, and you'll see it right there. Buy their CDs. You won't be able to buy these, but you can buy their new ones, which are really, really good. And I will play some of that stuff too. But I like the circulate stuff a bit. I'm in a vinyl playing mood, so no CDs on this show. And I'm Andy Senior, and sometimes I make arbitrary decisions that don't make any sense. So just go with that. I'm on the upswing, and I don't feel like I need to justify any particular activities I do here. It's just how it flows. And or as the kids say, it's just how I roll. So let's roll one more out here. Here are the Six Brown Brothers in 1917 with Saxophone Sam.
I have to sing more.
original Pennsylvania Serenaders. That's Whitey Kaufman leading that group. You Tell Her I Stutter, 1923. And in those days, not only could they pick on people of different races and ethnicities, you know, if you had a speech impediment or a physical deformity, they'd have a lot of fun with you. It was, you know, so it's like, you know, in the 1920s, in a way, you know, they had a son, they were like middle school, so everybody got picked on. And now only fat people get picked on for some reason. That Girl Quintet, 1912, Down at Mammy Ginny's. And that's a lovely sound there. That's harmonious. Beautiful stuff, actually. And nice to hear a girl quartet. That 1912, and I'll tell you about 1912. on April 20th, I'm going to be the MC of the 1912 review, and I'll even be playing the piano, of course, as an accompanist on two numbers. So it has been determined, but I'll be mostly moving my jaw and wearing a nice suit. Before that, the Six Brown Brothers, Saxophone Sam, 1917. And this is Radiola, and we can fit into our clothes. That's one thing I have to say. We're not a target for much abuse these days. Maybe some, and we try to avoid that whenever possible by not talking to our relatives. And this is Radiola, and that's another reason we're on the upswing. Here's Nat Shulkret in 1929. Nice clean copy of this, which I had. It's a, I think it's a store stock job. Beautiful copy, though. Broadway Baby Dolls. Thank you.
roaming through the land. Ooh, ooh, far and near you'll hear of him. He's found on every hand. Ooh, ooh. Every city, town, and village knows of him by now. There's a way to recognize him. Let me tell you how. If you're passed at midnight dark by a graveyard door and someone whistles, that's mysterious Mose. Or on some dark and stormy night while the tempest blows, if someone whistles, that's mysterious Mose. He sees all, he knows all, he gets in everywhere. Some night he might wait for you upon the stairs. So when you're going down the cellar, walk upon your toes. And if someone whistles, that's mysterious Mose.
Frank Auburn and his orchestra, it says on the label. That's a Velvetone, and that's a new acquisition also from this week. That's Harry Reeser, of course, and Tom Stax and Mysterious Mose, 1930. And yes, Tom needs to put a little more conviction into that whistling. He didn't sound that mysterious. He sounded somewhat mysterious, though. Before that, King Nawahi's Hawaiians with Hawaiian Capers, 1929. That's from the 50 Years of Jazz Guitar set, which I rated today, just to add a little something to the show, because I felt like it. Nat Shulkret and his Victor and the Victor Orchestra, Broadway Baby Dolls, 1929. And this is Radiola, and boy, it's lovely. Weather's getting... It's not as hot as it was a few days ago, and that's some relief, because I didn't think that was too healthy, but certainly killed the magnolia blossoms, but we'll live with that, I suppose. And I'm Andy Senior, and it's not killing me. I'm feeling stronger. Here are the National Cavaliers again, 1928, with the song I love.
Little thing comes a melody, that's the song of love I'll always treasure. Someone is playing the song I love. It still can thrill me through and through. It speaks of moonlight and stars above, and of the June night I found you. In the moonlight displayed, and oh, the plans that we made. That night the orchestra played the song I love. Our passion burst into flame. You said the song was to blame, and that's just why it became the song I love. Is our claim of love now just an ember? And have you forgotten all that I remember? Or do you wish I were near? And do you cry for me here?
dreaming. Now let me see if I'm dreaming. Just let me be, don't disturb me. Let me slumber away.
I got it.
I remember, we took a walk, I remember. We had a talk, everything's all set. That's why I'm gay. Been putting it off, been putting it on, been talking it over. That sweetie of mine gave me a sign, my troubles are over. The family crew, the relatives too, invited me over. They put the okay on me today, my troubles are over. We're planning to settle down in a little suburban town. Wouldn't like trees, birds and bees all around. A couple of cars, a couple of kids, a couple in clover. Just picture me there, floating on air, my troubles are over.
love dancing those hot, hot blues. Look out now, you glide, slide. I said, friend, dance. Hot, hot blues will make you do a lovely shake. They'll make you feel so grand when you jive hand in hand. I'll never get tired of dancing those hopscotch blues.
Bessie Smith in 1930, one of her last recordings before doing those final four, the New Orleans Hopscotch Blues. And that's, you know, that was from the album Any Woman's Blues. And that's good. Good stuff on there. I don't mind, as I say, we're using LPs. We can't use 78s for everything, but we're not going to... The LPs are holding out nicely, actually. Before that, Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell again, My Troubles Are Over. A nice accompaniment on there, 1929. The National Cavaliers, The Song I Love, 1928. This is Radiola. I am so, I'm glad. I'm happy, you know. I figured it out the other day. I mean, I figured out when I talk about fractional stuff. I figured out I've been on this planet for 2/3 of my life, and I got 1/3 left, and I feel that's going to be the best one, as far as I can tell, anyway. The first 2/3 are you're just stumbling around trying to figure stuff out. The last third, you're making sense of the absurdity and the pain, and you start to feel better, and you realize you can handle it. At least you know what to expect, and you know how to fend it off and enjoy it better. And I've never felt this good, honestly, never have. Don't know how long it's going to last, but I'm gonna sit there in my little red coaster wagon as it accelerates and smile. Here are the Monarch Orchestra on Vocalion in 1926. Charlie Strait, this is jazzy, good stuff, with Frank Silvano on the vocal, Tell Me Tonight.
Thank you. all talk about your real high elves, that you're truly fine. But a girl I really love is forever on my mind. I'm not running other girls down, because I'm crazy about my eyebrows. Oh, my brown skin baby. Oh, my pretty lady. She's not bad, she's not one, she's not one. But she's simply a daisy and she's driving me crazy. She's my number one, because she's brown skin to the bone. Sweeter than a girl they call sweet, so I'm not the way I do all. Oh, my brown skin baby, I will leave my happy home for you, yeah.
Thank you.
Lloyd Keating and his orchestra, which sometimes is a solvent group. However, here it's Phil Spitalny with Bill Cody singing I'm in the Market for You, 1930. Yes. Before that, from the jazz guitar, 50 Years of Jazz Guitar set, Eddie Edinburgh and his New Orleans Wildcats, Brown Baby, 1930. That's pretty good stuff. Yes, and Eddie is actually singing it under the name of Tap Dancing Joe. So, I don't know, he didn't sound like he was tap dancing on there. He was playing the washboard, though. Monarch Orchestra, Charlie Strait, Frank Silvano, 1926, Tell Me Tonight. And that's good stuff. Oh, yes. I've been trying to figure out where to put that, and there it is. And this is Radiola. Our upswing is leading us to find new places for these selections and enjoying ourselves while so doing. And I'm still so grateful. I'm grateful to Mike, who gave me the radio that I've been. It's an attractive radio, and I'll have to put the capacitors in someday. But that's going to require an electronics course for me to take, and also bravery, courage. Lloyd Smith, who gave me so many great records, and you will hear. I will share them with you. You know that they're going to be heard on Radiola, and I'm just so glad and grateful and happy to be able to do that. John Kirby and his orchestra. That's the last one I had available. I'm going to see if I can find some more of these in my archives, otherwise known as the Midden. In 1940, here's John Kirby with Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Russell Prokop on sax, Barney Bigard is it Barney Bigard or Buster Bailey? I'm just, my main mind is just frazzling at this point. One of those two on the clarinet, and Billy Kyle piano, L. Neil Spencer on drums, John Kirby on bass with Blues Petite. I think it was Buster Bailey. Thank you. Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, White Heat, 1937. And that's hot stuff. Oh, yes, Western Swing. Occasionally you'll hear it on this program, and I make no, I love it. Good stuff, especially the swingier the better, because it's an upswing. And it's getting a little warmer after having gotten too warm. Then it got cold again. Now it'll get warm again. So stop monkeying with that thermostat, whoever it is doing it. White Heat, and yes, Leon McAuliffe on the electric guitar there in 1937. Before that, John Kirby and his orchestra, Blues Petite, and we already went through that person all this, so I'm not going to do it again. 1940, and that's the, well, that's, they sound better than what's on the CD. They're a little worn and a little bit chewed up, but I made them sound as good as possible here. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm so glad that you could hang out with me for a couple hours and enjoy this wonderful music. And I've enjoyed it a great deal. So let us finish now with another new acquisition on Perfect, a very nice clean copy of this. And I'm so glad to have a clean copy of these, because sometimes you get those Perfects and they look like they were used in the infield. But this is a nice, almost like store copy. Beautiful, beautiful side. The Golden Gate Orchestra, actually California Ramblers with Ernest Hare, Show Me the Way to Go Home.
Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you can always hear